So a common question that I get is, how do I best deal with stress as an entrepreneur? Or even just more broader than that, like, how do I deal with shitty times? And having ran a fair few companies, let's just say that I feel like I'm fairly experienced in this field. And along the way, I've definitely been through a lot of stressful situations. A lot of things have happened to me in the past that people may not have bounced back from. And there is a few things that I've noticed along the way that I think would be very beneficial for everyone listening to hear. So the first kind of myth is that a lot of people feel like in order to be less stressed, they need to spend time not doing the thing. And I've went through periods where, you know, especially when I was in Croatia at the height, at the peak of being stressed last year, you know, there was times where I was like, cool, I'm just going to take some time away from, you know, what's stressing me out. And listen, we'll circle back to this because I think that time not doing the thing is important, but not all of the time. And you need to be able to, you know, realize this. Because the thing is, when you're doing less of the thing, more work is just building up and building up and building up. And if you avoid the problem, the thing that's making you stressed, it's still going to be there come Monday. Like that thing that is you're playing over in your mind, something that's probably not even happened yet, that problem is still going to be there on Monday when you decide to pick things back up. So recently what I've done is that, you know, whatever's been stressing me out, I want to get that solved as soon as possible, if that is possible. And I've realised that I've been less stressed by just doing more work, just getting more shit done, like literally just working longer. So honestly, if you're stressed about stuff, maybe you're overwhelmed because you've got loads of things to do, taking time away is just going to, you know, eat into that problem. So just double down, put more time on your calendar to work and start getting shit done. Because the reason you're stressed is because you're not doing the things that you should be doing. Now, circling back to like time not doing the thing, that is important. Like, we need to recover as entrepreneurs. We're not looking for burnout here. And in my opinion, the best way to do that is through sport. Of course, spend family time, all that kind of stuff, but pick up a sport. Like, if you're an entrepreneur, you need to pick up a sport 100%. And it doesn't need to be the gym. I would argue that picking up something other than the gym is probably more worthwhile. Because one, it gets you outside your comfort zone, picking up a new sport that you've never did before. Two is that the gym allows you to be on your phone, which means that you're probably going to be working when you're in the gym most of the time. You want to pick a sport that has you, like, you need to be in a flow state to play it. Like, for example, if I went to play football, I cannot be thinking about work because you need to be concentrating at all times. Whereas the gym, it's not really like that. You're not concentrating all the time. I mean, for the 3 seconds that you're lifting, definitely your problems will go away. But yeah, you want to pick a sport that, you know, it's like a full hour. Like, for example, I just picked up Muay Thai around 3 weeks ago. And since then, I've just been, you know, less stressed. It's like, it just feels like a stress relief when I actually go there. Another thing, and I had a client that was really stressed about something that was going on inside his business. And I like to use reframes. Now, I'm not going to sit and tell you every single reframe that I've got that really helps me when I'm in stressful situations. But all reframes are things that are going to change your perspective in the moment. So my client was going through something and I could tell he was like really, really stressed. And I just said to him, I was like, see, like, if you think back like a year ago, think of something you were really, really stressed about last year. And I want you to sit on that for a second. He's like, right, cool. I was like, are you still worrying about that right now? He's like, no, actually, I'm not worrying about it anymore. I was like, exactly. So see, this thing that you're really stressed about, it's going to move on to something else in about 3 months' time. Maybe in a few weeks' time. Maybe in a few days. So there's no need to feel stressed about it right now because you're not going to be stressed about it in a year. And he's like, well, I'm glad I spoke to you now. And I think like that is a reframe that really, really helps. Another one, I remember watching the Diary of a CEO podcast, and he was like, a reframe that I use is I just basically go on Google Earth and go to my street, and then I zoom out and I zoom out and I zoom out until it gets me into space, and I start to realize that how small I am and how much it just doesn't fucking matter. Like, none of this matters. We're all going to be dead soon. We're all just little small human beings in comparison to like the whole universe. And, you know, that is a reframe that helps him. You can look up more reframes. Alex Hormozia's really good reframes as well. So definitely look them up if you're feeling stressed. And I would actually have notes on your phone of all your reframes that work for you, so that when you're feeling stressed, you're feeling overwhelmed, something's really getting to you, then you've got reframes to change your perspective in the moment. Now, another thing about being stressed is that we're very reactive as business owners. Like, we're so reactive, especially me. Like, I can obviously speak for myself here. And having done sales before, being reactive is not good for that. And it caused me so many problems. Like, for example, if I was gave a lead to go and sell and that lead wasn't in, and I've drove half an hour to this appointment and they're not in, my reaction was usually shit. And there was just so many situations where I could have reacted better. And of course, the reason why I was reacting like that was because I cared. But, right, okay, you care about getting a result, but at the same time, is that actually going to help the situation? No, because it can affect my next appointment. So then I had to start learning about being proactive. So one thing I realized about being reactive is that we can't change how we initially feel. Like, see that knee-jerk reaction when something stressful happens and we start to feel like really bad inside, like terrible inside. That initial feeling, like, we can't do anything about that. That's our subconscious. So what I was trying to do is I was trying to like fix how I was feeling in the moment. Like, when something, it could be anything, it could be even like when you're maybe getting in an argument with your boyfriend or girlfriend, like your reaction initially, I used to think like I could do something about that, but initially there's nothing that you can do about it. Like, I'm talking about the feeling, not what you say. Of course you can control what you say, but how you feel in that moment, that's, you know, a subconscious act. So what you need to be able to control is the moments after. It's like, cool, I accept, I feel like this. This is normal to feel like this when you're in situations like this. Just want to breathe, take a minute out, and then come back to it later on. And that's something that's really helped me. And the thing is, like, as a business owner, if you look at the Shaolin monks, or even just, you know, monks in general that meditate all day, they're able to be in this state of clarity, of mindfulness, of feeling good. But it is so unrealistic for us as business owners to feel like that all day. And I think like we've got this expectation that we should feel good all the fucking time, when that is not the case. Like, we live in the real world. We are not meditating for 20 hours a day. We are putting out fucking fires. And, you know what it's like when you're trying to manage people? Maybe one of your staff members doesn't come in, and then everything starts to kick off. You're taking on your client's problems. Like, of course you're going to feel stress. You need to just accept it, that us as business owners, we've decided to go on this path, and there is better ways that we can deal with this. But I think, like, first of all, we just need to accept it and understand that being stressed is just going to be a part of this, and how can I best deal with it when it comes up? And that's all worked for me. Everything that I've said on here is all worked for me. I've started to feel less stressed, less overwhelmed. I get more work done. I do spend time not doing the thing productively to make sure that I feel good when I come back to it. I'm now more proactive rather than being reactive in the moment. And I also don't really worry about things that haven't happened, because I just use reframes that help me change my perspective in the moment. And stress also comes from a lack of clarity in business as well. So you can feel stressed when you don't know what your next step should be. And that's cool. You should feel that way, because usually when you've got a lack of clarity is because you're in a period of growth. Your business is getting into places where it's never been before and you've never been in that spot. I remember when I was hiring my first chief of operations, something that I've never hired for this role before. And I just didn't really know what I was doing. I had a lack of clarity around what that person should do. So I watched some YouTube videos and I started to understand it more. But stress can come from a lack of clarity, but that is a signal that you're actually on the right path and that you're growing, because you should have a lack of clarity. Because if you don't have a lack of clarity, then you're comfortable and you're stagnant. You're doing things that you know already. You should always be aiming to be doing things that you don't have a clue, like your business should be growing. And in order to actually help with that stressful situation when you have a lack of clarity, you need to go and find someone that knows what the fuck they're doing. Someone who's one step ahead of you. Like if your issue is within Facebook ads, then you go to find someone that's a media buyer and you go and book a call with them. You pay for a call. You get clarity from finding someone who has been in that situation and overcame it. So don't be ignorant and think that you can solve it on your own. Go and find someone who's been in the same spot as you, is one step ahead. Book a call, pay him or her however much they're worth for that call. Go and gain that lack of clarity. And if you feel stressed, you know, whatever it is, go and book a call with someone. Like people want to help you. Like, don't think like you're on this journey alone. Like, if someone was to message me genuinely out the blue and say, look, I'm struggling with XYZ, I know that you're doing well in business, would you mind like hopping on a call with me? And as long as that person was committed, I'd be on that call that week, 100%. So sometimes we just need to ask for a bit of help. So yeah, that's how I best deal with stress as an entrepreneur. I accept that it's always going to fucking be there. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this first episode. I'm going to do more podcasts like this. I spend a lot of time in my car driving places, and there's not many podcasts that I really resonate with apart from The Game with Alex Hormozi. And I like that because it's not like a podcast where two people are speaking. He's just speaking his mind, things that come up in day to day. And I find that really helpful. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to spend some time out in my day and actually make this podcast, because I feel like so many people would benefit from, especially with their car time, instead of listening to, you know, music, listening to things that can actually benefit them. So these are just going to be short snippets. And